May the Lord bless the light of Christ that shines within us to shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. Beloved heart dwellers, that's Matthew 5:16. Well, my precious friends, the Lord has had us on a very narrow walk, continually adjusting our path, making small changes that will help us to be living more for Him and less for ourselves. I confess this is much needed in my own life. I don't want to get to the end of my journey and see that I could have done so much more with the gifts He entrusted to me. These days, I hardly ever leave the house because I cannot be here for you and music if I'm out and about. So I make do with what volunteers can bring us to meet our needs and try to keep on working. I just got this rhema that clarifies that too. Be like the mother fox who only leaves her den and goes abroad in matters of pressing necessity. I love that. Spring is coming, and for all who share in my OCD behavior, let us plant our feet solidly at the work and responsibilities He's entrusted to us. The Lord has brought home to me the shortness of time left to us. Already a good 9 months have transpired since He told us we had 3 years. And I'm asking myself, what have I done in that time? How much more can I do while it is still the day? For when the night comes, work will be impossible. This has been on His heart as well, and an examination of our lives to make us more fruitful. He began, "My brides, I need an honest investment in time from you. I need an honest appraisal of how you are spending your time. How much of it goes to personal needs and how much is truly given to me for my agenda as your king? Much time which you see yourself serving me is serving self and family, and I want you to look very carefully upon the way you spend your time. Claire has been held to a strict standard to work for me and not herself. If all of you want to receive the rewards due my brides and faithful servants, you too must be accountable. I'm doing this across the body right now. I am calling attention to each soul who desires with all their hearts to be pleasing to me, not to waste time on themselves. I long to adorn your good deeds with precious gems that will sparkle and draw all men to me. It is good that you have your wedding garments ready, and each day I'm adding exquisite details to it as you deny yourself more and more and serve me wholeheartedly. Lord, may I share something here? Go ahead. A few days ago, I saw one of my plants languishing, and I started to take care of it. This was before prayer in the morning, and I realized right then and there, this is wasted time. I need to get into prayer and get ready for the message. I could have someone else, a volunteer, take care of it. I realize this is self-serving, and I am wasting the Lord's precious time, and I've caught myself doing it other times as well. And the one thing we can never get back, heart dwellers, is time. And I've also been around people who talk a great deal and tend to hang out, and this too has been called to my attention, that again, I'm not using my time for God, but indulging others, when it's not to the benefit of His kingdom. I'm not saying to deny your wife, your husband, and your children innocent time together. However, the Lord has been working with my husband as well, not to waste time on himself, but to get busy writing and singing songs. And it's pitiful sometimes when he's sick and he still gets up to do it. It's quite amazing, really. I've even cut way back on what I give volunteers to do, because it could be seen as self-serving. And after a close examination of my time, I see so much room for improvement. with spring on the horizon and all the ways we're drawn into the world during the spring, cleaning, etc., it seems that the Lord is really calling me to accountability on my time, which in reality isn't mine, it's His. Jesus continued, "My dear and precious ones, it is very difficult at times to recognize self-serving from serving me and my needs, which come up in your lives every day. But I rest in your hearts and make myself felt when you begin to stray. Please do not ignore the promptings of your conscience when you set to work on something that will take you away from me. Please do not ignore your conscience when you see the poor or feel the prompting to support a ministry. I'm calling you all to accountability, both in time and resources. Not in a harsh way, but exhorting you. Time is short. You have very little time left to do all you can for the kingdom of God. This is a very great time of opportunity for you all. This is a very great time of opportunity for you all. And this channel, as well as others who have been faithful to me, are coming into a time of blossoming and expansion in ways they never expected. So what I am saying is that I've given you resources and time. Use them for my kingdom, not selfishly. Focus on the interior man and my agenda of saving souls and move forward with the responsibilities I've placed on your hearts. This is a time of sowing as you have never sown before. This is a time that will lead to great harvest as you have never experienced before. Do not waste this time on personal interests. But sow into my kingdom and my agendas, and you will reap the rewards in due season. As you live your life day to day, your wedding garment is being adorned with precious stones and pearls because you are bringing forth fruit for the kingdom. Your beauty is growing to become breathless because you've denied yourselves what the world fancies and given instead to the poor, investing in your own ministries and the ministries of others. If you persevere in this, stunning will be your beauty before the heavenly court, and your intimate times with me will rise to a new stature as you give yourself to me and my work. Your prayers for your country have also adorned your wedding garments and are opening the doors to a new day of opportunity. The battle does indeed rage, but my ravishing bride goes forth by my spirit, conquering and holding the hard-won ground that will cause a rebirthing of this nation before the tribulation begins. Therefore, I speak faithfulness to you, beloved. Faithfulness. 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 And again, faithfulness. Do not be lured by the riches and rewards of this earth, for it is swiftly passing. Rather, bend your wills that you will serve me and me alone, not to the exclusion of your wife and children and your family, because I've given you your family to serve, but not in frivolities, rather in holiness of life and dedication to me. And if your spouse is not a believer, fear not. Your love, devotion, and faithfulness to me releases me to cover for you and the ones who obstinately deny me. The tide will turn. There will come the time when anyone bearing the name Christian will be pulled aside to explain the faith more and more and to repair the ruined homesteads, rebuild the bridges, and pave the way for my coming. But none of this will happen if you have selfishly turned your time and resources to the world's agendas. This requires absolute dedication to me. You are ravishingly beautiful to me. I cannot take my eyes off of you for even a second. Go forth and establish the weak and hurting in the faith. Give of your time and resources to build up the way of the Lord. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to repay each man according to his work. That's Revelation 22:12. Interesting, at the end of this message, I was looking up a word, and I got the rhema. Aim only at this, pray for this, desire this, that you may be divested of all self-seeking, and thus naked follow the naked Christ, that you may die to yourself and live eternally to me. The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Let us really press in to this time the Lord is calling us to. And I just want to take a moment to thank all of you who supported our ministry so faithfully. What a blessing you are. And we've been able at times to bless the community, the really poor families that needed firewood or electricity. So thank you so much for your faithfulness. And may the Lord reward you richly. We pray for you constantly.